Harper Audio presents Bound by Flames, a Night Prince novel by Janine Frost, performed by Tavia Gilbert. To Aunt Dottie and Uncle Bob, with much love, admiration, and thanks. Chapter 1. Hundreds of candles glowed from the ballroom's gothic chandeliers, casting soft amber light onto the guests below. The lack of modern illumination wasn't because this house used to be a medieval stronghold. The owner was a pyrokinetic vampire, so he was rather fond of fire. I was perched on one of the ceiling's corner rafters, taking a brief rest from my evening's covert activities. A few stories below, all the guests wore masks and costumes, but even without seeing fangs or glowing green eyes, it was easy to determine who was human and who wasn't. Vampires had an inherent grace, making their movements appear as seamless as water rushing over stones. Their mortal counterparts? Well, let's just say they lacked that finesse. Not that it was their fault. Unlike vampires, humans didn't have supernatural control over every muscle in their bodies. Until several weeks ago, neither did I. Changing into a vampire had had some unexpected side effects, in addition to the now-I-drink-blood stuff. Before, I also didn't have my new ability to briefly hold in the electrical currents that had surged through me since touching a downed power line when I was 13. The candles in the chandeliers suddenly blazed brighter, coinciding with a man striding up to the balcony that overlooked the ballroom. If that wasn't enough to announce his presence, his aura flared too, sending invisible currents rippling through the room. When they hit me, it felt like being engulfed by an electrical field, which, considering my own inner voltage, was ironic.